listening to Loving BDSM Podcast, episode 108. Hey, everybody. Kayla Lord's here with the one, the only, the fully clothed and caffeinated John Braunstone.
Yeah.
We need to record in the morning more often.
It just seemed like the kind of day I should wear clothes. I don't know why. It just felt like it.
Florida finally got some almost cool weather. Please put on clothes.
Man, I like those perky nipples and prickly skin.
So do I. That's not what this episode is about.
Oh, okay.
This week, with Thanksgiving here in the States just around the corner, we're talking about gratitude in DS and why it's so damn important. Welcome to the Loving BDSM Podcast. If this is your first time listening, that would be John Brownstone vaping in the background, and glad to have you. We're so glad you're here. If you're back for another week, welcome back. Loving BDSM is produced every Friday for your kinky pleasure and education, and show notes are found at lovingbdsm.net. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app. If you love what you hear, we'd love a good review wherever you listen to us to help other kinksters find us. You can follow the show on Twitter at lovingbdsm or on FetLife at lovingbdsmpc or on Instagram at the handle I absolutely hate, Loving DS, and then the number one, Loving DS1 on Instagram. Hate it, hate it, hate it, but glad to be on Instagram. Hate it. All links are in the show notes.
It'll be okay.
I hate it. I hate it so bad. Damn Instagram. It's terrified of those four little letters, BDSM. Won't let me have that handle. Anyway, this is not what this is about.
No, it's not. This is about gratitude, and you should be grateful that you at least have an account on Instagram.
I am grateful. I personally have 3 accounts on Instagram, and I manage 2 others, one of which is yours. So I'm grateful for Instagram.
You barely manage that anymore.
Thank God. I know. I don't have time. I'm managing others. I'm a manager of people and things.
Seems like you don't have very much to be grateful for. You're just grousing.
I know, we need this episode so that I can find some gratitude in my heart. But first, we're going to do quick announcements, okay? Really quick, and no, I really mean it this time. Just a reminder for our dominant-leaning, kinky fuckery members of the Loving BDSM community. This episode is going live on November 17th, the next day, November 18th, Saturday, November 18th, 2017. John Braunstone is hosting his Dom meeting at 8 p.m. Eastern. That's our time zone.
Yes.
And you can get the link to that in the meetings and munches or munches and meetings forum on Loving BDSM. The next announcement is some of you, if you use your like a laptop or computer browser to access the website or the community, if you are a member of the community, will have noticed a few changes. I am moving things around to hopefully make it easier for everybody. If you are on mobile, you might not see the changes quite as quickly. My intention, hopefully this weekend, is to record some walkthrough videos so everybody can see what it looks like, and then get them emailed out to anybody who is a member of the community. So if you are a member of the Loving BDSM community and you've seen some things that have moved around and look a little different, it's on purpose. We're trying to make things better for everybody. Okay, last announcement. Oh, yes. Next week, this episode goes live on Black Friday, one of the biggest shopping days of the year. And so we thought for once we'd have our shit together and plan our episodes out a little bit. And we're going to do what has become an annual thing. It'll be our third favorite sex toys of the year episode. The blog post for that week will actually be a favorite so far of all time sex toy guide. So all of the toys we really love, especially for kinky fuckery, we'll put that as a blog post. So if you're like, eh, I don't really care about sex toys, or eh, I've already got a stash, or eh, whatever, I'm here for, you know, teach me how to be better at DS. Don't feel bad if you like skip that one. It's okay. Episode 109 will be all about kinky fuckery. We will be talking about kinky fuckery, but we will also be talking about sex toys. And if there are any Black Friday or holiday specials, we will let you know about those. So for anybody interested in that, that's episode 109. I know that we have some listeners who feel really bad when they don't get to an episode. And with the holidays, it can be difficult. You know, you're around family the whole time or whatever. And I figured I'd give everybody a heads up. So if that's not your jam, don't worry if you need to skip it. But we will be talking kinky fuckery. So, you know, there's that. There is that. Why are you looking at me? He's giving me this look, y'all. He's got this little smile on his face, little gleam in his eye.
Sorry, you were talking and I was...
I zoned out. And you smiled at me the whole time so I wouldn't notice you had zoned out?
Oh, no, it was...
Were you thinking about kinky fuckery?
I was thinking about rope.
Ooh, well, we have a video to record later with rope. So, gosh, this is a good day today. Okay, so those are the announcements such as they are. And so we should probably get into the actual episode. If you're new here, yes, this is what this is like. I'm not even going to say it's not. This is what it's like. Yep, I ramble into it and then we ramble on out.
We are who we are.
True, true. And sometimes I feel bad that we don't edit out some of the stuff. And then I realize, no, that's really who we are. And it's probably for us just best to just put it all out there.
Yeah.
We wouldn't want anybody to think otherwise.
No.
And then you'd be in for a shock if you ever actually had to meet us.
Absolutely.
Are you swirling in your chair right now? He is, y'all, I think he's had too much coffee. I almost broke the desk. That's what that noise was. So we are actually recording 9 a.m. in the morning, the day before the episode goes live. That never happens. It's usually like middle of the day or in the afternoon when we're kind of low energy. You're sort of bouncy, Daddy.
Yeah, well, I actually had a good night's sleep last night.
That must be nice. Tell me what that's like.
Oh, it's beautiful. I closed my eyes last night after we jetpacked, and I was out, and I did not wake up till the alarm went off this morning.
Have we ever explained what jetpacking is?
I don't know.
It's, okay, so we have a routine. Of course we have a routine. If you've been here for 5 minutes, you know we have a routine about everything. So at night, when we're ready to go to sleep, we get into certain positions. So our first position, once we're really, truly ready to sleep, this is after any kinky fuckery that may or may not occur, I'm Little Spoon and he cuddles me and he's behind me. Well, I need to sleep on my stomach. I need to be on my stomach to fall asleep. So we found the position that comes after the point where I'm like, okay, I'm tired of laying on my side, Daddy. Can we roll over? And the first time we did it, it was like he was the Little Spoon. I on my stomach with my arms wrapped around him and I'm like pressed up. You can't slip jack nothing between us. I'm so tight against
him. Even a blade of hair wouldn't
fit.
No,
it's not. I'm all up on him, but I'm kind of on my stomach. So the first time we did it, he said, "Ooh, it's like I'm the Little Spoon." I said, "No, no, you are always the Big Spoon. This is more like I'm your jetpack, as if you were going to take off." And so therefore...
Jetpacking was born.
And that's what we call it. First we say, okay, are you ready for a Little Spoon? And then, yes, we do Little Spoon. And then I'm the one who goes, okay, are you ready to jetpack? And then we flip over. It's a little bit like flipping pancakes. And now you know way too much about us. And we haven't said shit about gratitude yet.
No.
So this was actually your idea.
Yeah.
I agree with it completely. I wrote the blog post for the week together with you, but still. So I'm on board with it, but it's your idea, so you should talk about why you wanted to talk about gratitude, other than the fact that Thanksgiving is happening.
Well, that's what brought the idea about. I mean, it is, you know, Thanksgiving here coming up in the States next week, actually a week from today.
Today, right? That we're recording, yes.
Yeah, the day that we're recording.
And we still don't know what we're eating or where we're going.
No, we don't. We have no clue. But, I just thought it would be a good idea to, you know, discuss gratitude. It's something that a lot of times, whether it's, you know, vanilla relationship, work, or anything else, people tend to accentuate the negative.
Oh, gosh, yeah. They focus on the negative. Okay. It's easy to focus on the negative.
It's easy to focus on the negative and not so much on the positive and show gratitude. And that's something that I've always made a point to try and do. I always, you know, if you've noticed, anytime we're in a store, you know, I always thank the cashier. I always thank people for their time, salespeople.
Part of that's because you're a genuinely good human being. Like, you're a good daddy, and you're a good John Brownstone, and I love you very much, and I am completely biased, and I don't care, but I have watched you for years now. You are so much better of a human being than I could ever be. I actually have become better because I'm like, oh, God, I look like an awful human being next to him. I always forget to say, I don't forget to think, you know, I'm so grateful this person's here, I'm so grateful for this help. I forget to say it. And so I've watched you. You hold doors open for way too many people at a store.
Well,
it's like
I get 20 people go through
and I'm like, you're going to have to pass the baton at some point. But yes, you do make a point. You're really good at just looking at somebody, the barista, or we're in a store or wherever, and you're like, have a good day and how are you today? And people are genuinely surprised when you do it. Like, genuinely.
Yeah, because, you know, people go, good example, coffee shop. People go in, they'll grab their coffee, and they'll run out. If there's something wrong with it, they will harp in a heartbeat, and we have seen it.
Oh, God, we have seen people act so foolish over bad coffee. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, not that bad coffee isn't a bad thing.
Well, you should be upset about bad coffee, but you do not have to be an asshole about bad coffee.
That's right. So that's why I always feel, you know, a little gratitude goes a long way.
Well, and I think that you're not alone in first of all, gratitude in general. But what has struck me about you as a dominant, you genuinely shock people on the interwebs when you say things like thank you to your submissive, or when you tell other dominants you should thank your submissive for their service. Like, I mean, because for some people it's a completely new concept. And I would theorize that if a dominant is shocked that they should thank their submissive for anything, then they're probably not really great at gratitude outside of DS. I think part of it is just who you are at your core. Mm-hmm. If you're the type of person to thank people for the things they do for you, whether they get paid for it. I know people who think that they don't have to thank their server in a restaurant. Y'all, I've been a server in a restaurant, and I love
it. It's a thankless job.
I say this with all the love in my heart. If you don't think you have to thank your server for getting you water or bringing you napkins, fuck you. Okay? And I say that with all the love in my heart.
All right,
which right
down,
now
girl.
Is not a lot of love.
No.
But it's because we take these people for granted, and some right. people will. So it permeates everything. They'll say to themselves, well, this person gets paid to do this job. So then they'll turn and say, well, my submissive, that's their job. They're here because they're a submissive. Mm-hmm. Why should I thank them for doing what they're supposed to do? And the thing is people, it's a two-sided kind of thing. I'm not your submissive because I'm waiting for you to thank me and to show gratitude and to fall at my feet and fawn all over me.
Well, that's absolutely true. But
exactly.
You gave me your submission, of which I am grateful for.
And so then, therefore, you show your gratitude.
Yes.
It's just like, I didn't want to cook dinner, so we went out to a restaurant. I am damn grateful for that server for bringing me my food.
Hell yeah.
Thank you. Yes, you should do it. Yes, there are certain aspects of what you agree to do within whatever your role is, whether it's your work role or your personal relationship roles, you agree to do them, and that's part of the deal. If you don't do them, then you don't get to be in that role anymore, or you shouldn't be. But that doesn't mean that you should be taken for granted. It's across, you know, yeah, we're focusing on DS. Well, we will when I stop ranting about servers. That was a miserable, like, year and a half of my life. It was good. It was fun. I learned a lot. I also learned that no matter how bad the service is, I will never not tip somebody. I will tip low, but I will never not tip. But, you know, it permeates everything. So, yeah, you know, we're going to focus on DS, and I want to focus on DS. But as you can see, showing gratitude
permeates out into a greater scope.
Exactly. And I think it not only makes people's lives better that you're dealing with, that they're getting to deal with somebody who's being kind to them. It makes your life better. I read this fascinating thing, and it's been something that I'm challenging myself to do. And it's very difficult for me because I do have social anxiety. I have generalized anxiety. When it hits me, I become a basket case that just sort of wants to sit in a dark room by my damn self and not be around people. It's too overwhelming. But I read a thing, and of course I can't, don't remember where I read it anymore, y'all. I'm sorry. That talked about how we need to look each other in the eyes more often, especially when we're dealing with people who are serving us, who go through the drive-thru, you buy something at CVS, the restaurant, wherever. When you're dealing with people who are working with you and serving you and helping you, we have this really bad tendency these days to not look directly at them. We might say the right words, thanks, have a good day. We might even smile, but we smile at them. We say
not
things
to
at
them.
Them. Right. And so as hard as it truly is for me to look a stranger in the eye, it can be very overwhelming, and I know I'm not alone with this. I have, on a good day, when I know it's a good day, and sometimes even when I know it's a bad day, I've started looking more people in the eye.
Right.
And you know what I have discovered?
What?
People are genuinely fucking surprised when you do it. I get more genuine smiles from people now than I probably ever did before.
Absolutely. eye contact is something that is so very rare. If you watch people, people very rarely make eye contact, especially anymore with these gadgets.
With your phone in your hand that the audio audience can't see.
It's turned off. Well, one, it's turned off so you can't hear it.
And two,
yes, you can't see it. So, but the smartphones, it is amazing. You know, the craft shows I do every month, mm-hmm. it is amazing. You know, when I go to something like that, I want to take it in. Mm-hmm. Okay? Don't get me wrong. I will pull out, if I see something really incredible, I will pull out my phone and take a picture. Mm-hmm. But the amount of people I see experiencing it from behind their phone.
Yeah, they never actually look up.
They never actually look up. I realize they're probably recording video, but they're walking down the street not looking at everything in the peripheral.
And it's a very tunnel vision kind of thing.
It's like wearing blinders. Mm-hmm. And they're walking down. They're all they're staring at is what's being captured in the screen. They're not actually living the moment per se.
Yeah, and it's easy when you're doing that, when you're going through life like that, to not see people on the periphery, even when you have to deal with them. My mom has this rule that if we are talking on her, you know, while she's out in public shopping or doing whatever, she's ending that phone call before she gets up to that register. She says, I will not speak on my phone. Mm-hmm. Just will not. She will actually, if it's a conversation she can't get out of, she will stand in the corner of the store, finish her conversation, get to a good stopping point, and then she'll walk up to the register. I'm kind of like that. Twice that I can recall, I did something different and felt awful afterwards because I was clearly not giving that cashier my full attention.
Right.
I tried to sort of make it obvious that this was like an emergency. I was dealing with something. It wasn't like I'm just laughing and joking or whatever. But that's the thing. I think, I'm not saying people who talk on their phones with the cashier are bad people. I'm not saying people who go to events and then record them and don't sort of put the phone down for a little bit and sort of experience them are bad people. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is it is very easy to get into yourself and to create this bubble around you where you forget the people on the outside. And to bring it on home to DS, because we're not really trying to lecture everybody, but except that we are, sorry. When that happens, you cannot possibly think that that only happens in certain parts of your life. It doesn't just happen when you go to the grocery store and you ignore the person bagging your groceries or the person ringing you up. I actually do have a grocery store where somebody bags my groceries, and it is lovely. In case you don't have that, it is wonderful. Everybody needs a Publix. Anyway, So when it happens there and you don't realize it's happening, and some people are going to go, and when you start thinking about it, you'll realize it. When it happens there, it happens in other parts of your life. Even when we don't think it should, when we think, oh, we're not going to be like that with our partner, actually it can and will happen. And it's not because you're a bad person. It's not because you don't care. It's because it's way easier to get stuck and trapped in your own little bubble and forget the people around you. And an attitude of gratitude, which is what I've kind of named this episode, because I like rhyming words, is a mindset. That's where I was talking about, where I'm making myself look people in the eyes. It is something I have to consciously think of.
Yes, you do. When I was younger, for reasons I won't go into right now, I could not make eye contact with people. Mm. All right? I would not, could not do it. Mm. And it took a very conscious effort for me to start doing that. Because, oddly enough, one thing I realized, for people to take me seriously when I talk to them, needed that eye contact.
Yeah, gotta look at them. It's inherently personal to look into somebody's eyes.
It is.
Which is why it's so powerful in DS. I mean, it can be part of a whole scene. Just,
you
and I have had scenes where literally all I did was look into your eyes. Like, you're doing other things I don't even remember now, but my job was looking in your eyes.
I tell you to focus on my eyes.
Right, yes. And it is inherently personal, which I think is what makes people uncomfortable with it. But that's just one little thing. And gratitude is a lot of things. We did write a blog post with several things that ways to show gratitude. But let's bring it on home to DS. Mm-hmm. Like, what I would say is if you get into a habit of showing gratitude in one part of your life, it will filter out to other parts of your life. So, and this is, and I'm saying this from experience. So I am awful, awful, awful at saying thank you. Not because I don't think it, not because I don't mean it, but because I get so excited at the result. The person gave me the thing, or we got to a conclusion that I wanted, or they, it happens in emails I get or messages where people are asking me a question. They'll throw in a compliment like about the podcast or something. And then they've got a question. Well, I am so focused on, I want to answer their question that thank God I edit everything before I send it. I proofread myself. I will forget to say, thank you. Yeah. You know, thank you for saying such a lovely thing. Thank you for being a listener. Thank you for letting us know. Like, that is a part of every message I send, but it was a conscious effort on my part because I would get so focused on, they need my help. They need this thing. I have an answer. I have a suggestion. There's something I can help them with, that I'd forget the gratitude part. So now it has become habit. I feel weird for saying thank you because I know since it's all text, people can't see me going, oh my gosh, thank you, because that just doesn't translate, you know? It's like,
yeah, true.
But every single thank you for every single compliment, it's, that's what's happening in my head. But that has happened partly as a result of watching you. Now, watching you out in public, mm-hmm. and watching how you are as my dominant. Before you and I really, probably when we moved in and it was an everyday thing, I was sort of in that mode of, well, this is who I am and this is what I do. No thanks should be necessary. But I had already learned, I had left over the course of my adult life, two decent jobs for the same reason. I got taken for granted.
Right.
And I finally understood that about myself. And mm-hmm. so you and I were able to have the conversation of, I can bend over backwards for you. Well, I can't physically, but I will metaphorically, figuratively bend over backwards for you as you're submissive. But I cannot be taken for granted. If I feel like I'm the type that if you appreciate what I do, I will go the extra mile to do even more because part of that, you know, go back to the love languages. Part of that's my love language, you know? So as long as you see my effort and appreciate my effort, you don't have to fawn all over me. You don't have to tell me how awesome I am.
Oh,
I know, right? Yeah, you're breaking the desk too.
I'm taking the stuff down.
But I don't need that. I just need an acknowledgement of, you did this thing. I see you. I see this thing you did. Thank you.
Yeah.
And something truly as simple as a thank you.
Right.
It's really all that's
needed. But it comes back to, like you said, being taken for granted. And it comes back to nobody, whether submissive or anyone else, wants to do a thankless task.
No, nobody does. And nobody should have to. I mean, people do. God, I hate that for them. I have done them myself. But nobody wants to. Nobody's like, you know what? Today, I'm going to go do this soul-sucking thing where nobody gives a shit if I am even there. But by God, they'll notice if I'm not there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think if you have moved through this adult life for more than about 5 minutes, we've all been there. We've all had the boss or the job or the coworker. There's a meme out there, and I've seen it a million times, but it's that, you know, show up for work on time every single day, do your best, nobody cares, call out sick one time, they all lose their shit.
I wonder if that's where the thoughts for vampires came from, those jobs that suck the life out of you.
maybe so. So, but that's what I'm saying. I have learned by watching your example. Now, you did say something to me very early on in our relationship that has stuck with me, and I've made a point to show my gratitude as often as I can. And it, y'all, it's a learned skill. If you are not naturally just walking around and saying thank you to people, it is a learned skill. You have to think about it. You have to tell yourself to do it. Then you have to do it. And over time it becomes a habit. So you said to me very early on in our relationship that you were not, and I have seen it now, appreciated by your former spouse and family and associated family, that they took you for granted, that they, and I've watched it. I've witnessed it. They can be awful to you. And so, one of your bad tapes is being taken for granted, and it is not being appreciated. And you don't ever say it in those words, but that's how my brain translates
processes it.
Right. So I have made a point to say thank you. And y'all, it's not it's not just for him being a dominant, and it's not just for the vanilla things he does. It's for all of it. So after a really good scene, I say thank you once I have the ability to speak back. When he cooks dinner.
Yes.
And not just when he okay, let me back up. Always when he cooks it, I say something complimentary about it or about him for having done it. But when it's really, really good, then there's much gushing. And verbal gushing. The other gushing can come later.
And wiggling at the table. And
I've made sure, and the boys, I think the boys are picking it up through osmosis. I've told them a few times, you need to say thank you, you need to say thank you. But they kind of do it on their own now, which
yes.
I'm going to give myself a pat on the back for that one. And they have gotten into the habit of saying, oh, yes, Mr. John, this is really good. You're a good cook, Mr. John. Thank you, Mr. John.
Well, I have to admit, I was very surprised because several times, these boys are the fussiest eaters.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And even without them saying thank you, I think one of the biggest compliments I could get from them is when I'm actually cooking and one of them will come out of the bedroom and say, that smells really good.
I think because of them, the other compliment you get is when their plate is clean and they're like smacking their lips.
Yeah.
They're so happy because y'all, they are such picky eaters. Anyway, but it is, as a submissive, part of the kinky scene, you and I have done this. I've done this in my previous relationship where it's like, say thank you, baby girl. Say thank, whatever. And
yeah.
It's sexy and it's kinky. And it's, especially if you've just forced an orgasm or you spanked me, that is sexy and kinky. And that can be genuine gratitude. That can be part of your scene. That's cool. And y'all, we have played that way. I've had to thank him for every awful, awful smack of my ass.
That's right.
Oh, my God. And it's fun and enjoyable. But it goes beyond that. It goes beyond the kinky scene where it's directed. It's having this mindfulness of, oh, my gosh, this person doesn't actually have to do these things. Like, I'm speaking from a submissive perspective right now. This person does not have to take control of my life and help me figure this shit out. This person does not have to remind me that it's time to go to bed. This person doesn't have to push me towards these goals I want to reach. They don't have to do it. They're here for a reason, and it's, mutual affection and it's a good relationship. But I need to be grateful for that because we all know what it's like to not have that. And the easiest way to not have that again is to take it for granted that you do have it. So saying thank you is one way. Telling somebody they did a good job. When he gets me to a point that I know I'm struggling with, even when there might be a baby girl temper tantrum over not getting to eat some candy or go to bed when I want to. Once I'm theorizing that.
Okay.
I don't know anything about those kind of temper tantrums.
No.
Once I get past the point of the mopey pouty thing, in theory, because certainly it's never happened. I know lightning's about to strike.
Let me move away from you.
But once I realize, wait a moment, he told me no to benefit me. He told me to do something different than what I wanted, and it was to my benefit. Then it's my job to show appreciation for that. It's my job. Not in the moment when I'm pissed. Of course not. I mean, we're human. But once I realize, oh, wait, that was a good decision, I need to be a big enough person to look at him and go, that was a good decision. Thank you for that. Or, and I put this in the blog post. I'm going to say it because I love saying it. First of all, I love the words, baby girl, you were right. I do not feel like I hear them often enough. But I do love them. I would like to get it just tattooed somewhere on my body. But that goes the other way. And he does that. We do it as a joke because I really do like to be right. And just feel like I am in general. No, I don't, y'all. I really don't. I'm probably filled with more self-doubt than you can imagine. But,
oh, goodness.
But when he is right, I'm able to say you were right. Especially if we disagreed, right?
Yeah.
Especially if we were at odds with one another. And then we go through it. He's the decider, right? He's the dominant. His way worked. It was different than mine. My way probably would have worked too. His way works. It worked out well. It benefited us. Then I need to be a big enough person to go.
That's something I have to tell you quite often, is my way may not be your way, but the results are the same.
I know, but that's because I'm kind of controlling and a little type A. a little aside here, and I think this person might be listening. I got a question from a listener who's really, really new to DS and submission, and they asked, is it normal for a submissive to be kind of type A and controlling? Are those kinds of submissives out there? And before I sent back the reasoned answer, I went, wah! Because yes, so many of us are. Not all of us.
Not all, but they're a good number, yes.
But that's the thing. If you are like that, if you're like me and you're used to before you are submissive and outside of your relationship and other parts of your life, you're used to being in charge and you're used to having things your own way and you're used to saying, this is how this thing should be done. When you have a dominant who goes, yeah, maybe so, but this is how we're going to do it. You should never, I think, to be conducive to a good, healthy relationship, if it turns out bad, turn around and go, nah, you were wrong. No, don't do that.
No.
Okay, don't do that.
But when
they're right, when you realize that your way is not the only way and you had this disagreement over how to proceed and their way worked and it worked well, acknowledge that. Acknowledge that they were right. It is so hard to tell somebody they were right, but it really isn't. If you deeply care about this person and you deeply care about this relationship and you want to have a good connection, and we're not even talking about romantic love necessarily, just friendship, you need to be able to say, you know what? You were right. You don't have to say I was wrong. You just can say you were right. I very rarely say I was wrong. No, that's not true. I say I was wrong all the time. I really do. I don't like it, but I do it. So as a submissive, I think some of us are so thankful for our dominance that we sort of feel like that what we do as a submissive shows how thankful we are. And to a certain extent it can, especially early days in your relationship where everything is shiny and new and happy and all that new relationship energy is sort of swirling between you. You're kind of giddy with it. You're sort of... everything makes you happy, and just your happiness at submitting or doing the kinky things comes through, and your dominant may see very easily how happy and thankful and grateful you are. But there comes a point where things sort of calm down and you get into established routines, you get into your relationship, you get really, really comfortable. And when that happens, that happy, shiny, I can tell this person's really happy with all these things I'm doing to them kind of vibe tends to recede a bit. And so then we have to be mindful and we have to say, thank you for that. Or you were right. Or I'm so happy. I say this. I'm so happy you're my dom. I'm so happy you're my daddy. And that isn't a thank you. It's just showing my appreciation.
It shows the appreciation, but you know, dominance and submission is work.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. It takes effort. Being grateful is all part of that job.
And if you're not grateful for it, what are you doing there? If you're not appreciative of it, are you with the right person? If it feels like nothing but work and you see nothing good in it, nothing that makes you thankful, nothing that makes you happy, nothing that makes you look at your partner and go, yes, this, I'm doing this for a reason. Yeah, it's kind of a slog right now because everything eventually is. But there's a purpose and a reason behind it, and I'm happy to be doing it. If you're not having those feelings, I would say there's some other issues. Y'all need to have a conversation. I'm not saying that your relationship sucks or you need to end anything, but you need to have a conversation because something is missing. And maybe what's missing is a thank you. Now, I'm talking about the submissive perspective, but there's a whole we started the episode out with this because there's a lot of dominants out there who genuinely believe they don't have to say thank you to a submissive. I could not be with a dominant that way. I mean, me personally.
Yeah.
I think there's some level of kink to it. There's some level of, I like this feeling. Maybe it's part of a scene. Maybe it is truly a kink where you're kind of use. And I, in small doses, I like that of use thing. When we come out of that of use thing, because remember, as we talk about here all the time, this is real life. You still have vanilla lives you've got to go deal with. You still have vanilla families you've got to go deal with. So you still have to be able to function, you know, a little bit separately and apart from your DS, whatever dynamic it may be. So I can do the be of use and be used and be a sort of an object for a short amount of time. And it's hot and it's sexy and it hits a kink of mine. I have a humiliation fetish. So that really taps into that for me. But I could not do that all the time. I could not do that and never hear a word of, y'all, think about it. Good girl, good boy. What else? That the good girl and good boy. Ooh, hair's being pulled.
Who's my good little slut?
Ah. I have no words. Thank you for putting my hair back down. Sorry, y'all. I've now got a stupid grin on my face.
All right, open your eyes back up.
I don't think I can. I don't think I can. And sometimes dominants do show that kind of gratitude without thinking of it as gratitude because they know that it hits a button of their submissive. So good girl, that's a really popular one.
Yeah.
Good boy for the guys. And Right. Not always good boy. Some people don't want to be called boy. Some people don't want to be called girl. You find those phrases that you have almost, I've been using this expression a lot lately because it's been true, a Pavlovian response. Like, he says good girl, or he pulls my hair, I'm a puddle. I'm a fucking puddle. I think it's probably natural that most DS dynamics will find their phrase or their action. And it doesn't have to be hair pulling and good girl. It can be whatever does it for you, right? But that's a sign of gratitude that I think we sometimes don't think of as a sign of gratitude because it's hitting a kink of ours. So that totally counts. Okay. That totally counts to hear good girl in the middle of the scene when I've just like gone through kinky hell and had some limits pushed or had some boundaries pushed or gone further than I normally do. But it's not just then. Tell me good girl for other things too. Right. Oh, you're giving me a look.
Yes, I am. Like,
what?
And it's just something as simple as saying, thank you, baby girl.
He turned the full force of his personality on me in that one. Normally, it's a much more casual thank you, baby girl. And I do a little squee and I go, ooh, welcome, daddy. And it's disgustingly cute. Y'all didn't see that, but he turned the full force of blue eyes, gleam in them, his smile. And he rubbed my back, which is almost like rubbing my butt. You're just going to make me into a puddle by the end of this episode. Is that the plan? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'm good with that, except I have work to do when we're done recording. So you're going to have to like put me back together again. So there are a million little ways a dominant can show gratitude. I won't full out say that a dominant that can't or won't say thank you is a red flag, but I think that in conjunction with other red flags, it's definitely a problem. Mm-hmm. I think that sometimes it has to do with our ideas of what it means to be a dominant. Some people have very, I would say wrong ideas that you are supposed to be almost show no emotion. You're supposed to, that saying thank you is a weakness, that acknowledging the effort that your submissive goes through is somehow a weakness. Those things are not true. They're patently untrue. But I would not, I would, my first thought is to be really concerned for the person who thinks that gratitude is a weakness and then hopefully educate them. And if it's a person who wants a relationship to work, they're going to work on it. But like I said earlier, showing gratitude is a skill. Okay, it's something you have to practice. It is something that you will suck at until you don't suck at it anymore.
Yeah.
And we have now lived together in the same space for over 3 years, and I still don't think I'm good enough at gratitude because I use you as my model. I watch you with people. I watch you with me. I watch you with strangers. I watch you with people who treat you like shit and you're still nice to them. You are such a good person, way better than me.
Because I refuse to stoop to that level.
I know, you're so good. I'm just going to try to be like you. And if I get halfway there, I'm still better than a lot of other people.
And see that, and you know, okay, I'm going to, you know, when I was young, I was on the other side of that coin. I was the one who caught all the shit.
Yeah.
And it would be very easy for me to turn that around and say, I have a reason to be this way and be that way to other people.
Which I think is what happens a lot of times. People are treated like crap, and so then they in turn treat other people like crap.
But I didn't like it. So I will not.
I love you. You're just a... I mean, obviously, there's a bias here. I get it. I get it. But, you know, when we talked about this a couple episodes when we were talking about our origin story, part of what drew me to you is that you were kind. And you were kind with no expectations. Because there's a difference. There's a difference between being kind to somebody and showing gratitude because it's the right thing to do. And it's and in your case, to me, it's who you are. And doing it because you have an expectation of something in return. Now, there is nothing wrong, I think, in having the expectation that if I am relatively nice to you, then you will be relatively nice to me. I think it's sort of the contract we make with people in society, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's a difference between having the expectation of a treat others as you were treating them and the, that smarmy thing of I'm going to be really nice and then I'm going to get what I want. And once I've gotten what I want, then I'm gone, which happens a lot. Vanilla and kink. There are a lot of brokenhearted kinksters listening to this podcast who go, yeah, I know that happens. But that's the difference. Your genuine goodness, that kindness, that curiosity about people, that I'm going to say this nice thing and I have no expectation in return of how you're going to react to it, that came through about you to me through a fucking computer screen in a blog post comment where it's very easy online to fake everything. That was because it is who you are. And I think that I would say I want to be kind like you. I'm way too much of a Scorpio.
Yes.
Way too much of a fucking bitch. I know I am. I work really hard to sort of suppress some of that. I want to, there's a part of me that wants to just be to people who are just to me. And it is because of you that, it's because I'm an adult and I know I have to function in society, but it's also because of your modeling of how it's a better way to be, that I make a bigger effort. Like, I don't walk around holding grudges. Because before, I never said anything out loud. If somebody was mean to me, I didn't tell them. No. I'm queen of repression. I didn't tell them anything. But I carried it around in my head. And it was a lot of negative energy. You know?
Right.
And none of us need that kind of negative energy in our lives, quite frankly. And so now I don't like it when people treat me badly. Of course I don't. And I don't appreciate it. I just have a different sort of view on it. I'm like, okay, I'm going to treat you the way I want to be treated. If you cannot return that, then I just don't have any use for you. Like, you can go over there and do your own thing. I'll be over here doing my thing. In relationships, what happens is a lack of gratitude breeds resentment. Because, you know, when I get somebody who's kind of yucky to me in an online space or some other part of life, I can walk away from them and they don't have to be in my sphere too much. I can sort of pretend they don't exist.
True.
But when it's happening in your own relationship, it's a breeding ground for just bad, bad stuff to grow.
Oh, yeah.
And the more somebody feels mistreated or slighted or invisible to their partner, which
is not a good feeling.
Never is a good feeling. And let's bring it home to DS, because it does happen in every relationship. It happens in every type of relationship there is. It happens outside of romantic relationships. It happens in families. It happens everywhere. But in DS, if a dominant thinks they don't have to say thank you or say, you know, you're doing a good job or I really appreciate the effort you put into that, you're creating sort of this petri dish where nothing good is going to grow.
Right.
Nothing good comes from that.
And that goes both ways. You know, submissives, S-types, you know, thank you, dominant.
Yes.
All right. I mean, you know, when we work at what we do to be the leader of who we are in our DS relationship, it's work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Not ungratifying in and of itself.
Sure.
But, you know, when you consistently call your sub every day at 7 a.m. because that's the time you have decided to talk. When you go in and you pick her panties every day.
Ooh.
Or not.
Or not, yeah.
You know, or if she has a chart book, you know, and you go in and you check that chart book.
Right, or like the dominants I've been hearing from, they've been sharing their stories where they're spending time putting together documents. They're spending time putting together lists for their submissive. They're taking time to do things that make life easier for their submissive can reach their goals. Those things are effort. Those things are work. Now, there are people out there, and I know there's a whole school of thought. Take it back to the job thing, right? Well, it's your job, you get paid for it. So therefore, why do you need a thank you? Your thank you is a paycheck. And to that I say, again, fuck you. because there's more to life than that.
Yeah.
I need the paycheck to fucking survive. But if you want me to be happy when I come to work, I'm going to need you to notice at least every so often the effort I put in. The same is true in a relationship.
Right.
My payment is that I get the kinky fuckery I want and I get to be your submissive. I get that. But in order to have a certain amount of joy in my heart and to be to be able to get through the hard times, and they will happen. They are coming. The hard times never take a fucking vacation. Okay, y'all?
You know,
one of the best
jobs I ever worked years ago, I went in as a consultant. It was a short-term consulting job. I was there for 2 months.
Mm.
They liked me so much, they extended my contract for 2 years.
Wow.
Now, that to me was a big sign of gratitude. They did not have to do that.
No.
Okay? And like you say, you know, your paycheck is your thanks. You know, yeah, you have this job. You get your paycheck. The manager would call me in from time to time and thank me for the job I was doing. And I was not an employee of this company, technically. I was a consultant. She made sure I was able to attend every company function. They gifted me tickets to sporting events and different things. You know, and that made me feel...
And that's the thing. Here's the thing, okay? DS, work, family, your kid's teacher, y'all. Unless that teacher is just, like, needs to be fired, fucking thank your kid's teacher from time to time.
Yes.
Because guess who puts up with your kid for 6 or 7 hours a day? I love my kid's teachers. But we all want to be seen and heard and valued. And the thing that is the byproduct of our relationship, let's get it back to DS, right? The fact that I'm asubmissive and I get to submit and I get the kinky fuckery I want and I get the control, somebody taking control that I want, and he gets the kinky fuckery and he gets to take control and he gets to be in charge. Those things are the byproducts of our DS relationship. They are why they're why we want to be in a DS relationship. But it is the gratitude and the respect and the way we show that we value the other. That's why we stay. I can go submit to technically anybody. I could walk up to a stranger and go, what do you want me to do for you? Okay. That's not why I fucking do it. I do it because what I do is valued. It is wanted. It is respected. And the easiest way to show your partner that you see them, that you value them, that they, that you recognize that they're there because they want to be there and not because they have to be there,
right,
is as simple as a thank you. It takes almost no real, true effort or energy to say thank you. It might be a skill you have to learn. It might be something you have to be conscious of. And you have to tell yourself, pay attention, pay attention, pay attention. Because that's what I say in my head. You might say something different, right? But it's a skill you have to learn. But the words, thank you did a good job, I appreciate you, you didn't have to do that and you did, those words are about as easy to say and as anything. They are as easy to say as that kind of sucked, right? They're words. Say them. They don't take any massive amount of energy. You don't have to go climb a fucking mountain. You don't have to put in physical time and money and space and thought. You just truly have to say the words, thank you. You have to be paying attention. And if you're not paying attention to your partner, what the hell are you doing anyway?
Yeah.
So you don't, I'm not advocating for saying thank you all the fucking time, because the more you say it, sometimes the less meaning it has.
Yeah.
You know, yes. I spent an entire marriage being told multiple times a day by my ex-husband how much he loved me. Not even how much. I love you. I love you. Like, when he didn't know what to say, he said, I love you. And for some people who are starved for love and affection, that sounds great. It's not. There, I finally literally got to a point where I was like, you just say that when you don't know what else to say. And I'll go for some silence. Okay. So saying empty thank yous is just as bad.
Right. Gratitude can come in many forms. Saying thank you is just one of them. A hug.
A touch.
A touch. A kiss.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. A kiss on the forehead after I've done something good. Oh,
yeah.
All melty just thinking about it. Don't kiss me, Daddy, because then I'll be a puddle again. But here's the thing. And I've got notes. I'm trying to hit all my points. But I keep going off on tangents. I apologize. The thing to probably remember about why we should show gratitude, other than just the fact that you want this fucking relationship to flourish and grow, is that nobody owes us anything, especially in DS. Nobody owes you their dominance. Nobody owes you their submission. They're there because they want to. They're there because it's hopefully it's mutually beneficial. And if it stops being mutually beneficial, the relationship will crash and burn. And sometimes it takes longer for somebody to get the hell out of that. And sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes people cut and fucking run. And you're like, but wait, I did all of the things on my checklist of what I'm supposed to do to call myself a dominant, or what I'm supposed to do to call myself a submissive. Why aren't they happy? Why did they leave? And if you're listening to this episode and you're thinking, I don't think I've ever said thank you, well, that might be your reason. You know, people, we stay in these types of relationships. We stay in jobs. We stay in contact with family members for a lot of reasons, you know. Sometimes people feel like they can't get out of a relationship. They feel like they can't quit their job. Those are all valid things, okay? But our attitude around being there, our willingness to be there, our the when we start looking around at are there better options, a lot of it can be easily solved by showing a little bit of gratitude for what the effort the person's putting in. You can't fix everything with a thank you.
No.
Or a good girl.
But
or,
it's a good start.
It's sure as hell a good start. And you will certainly open yourself up to being able to talk about hard things, to fix real issues or to acknowledge real issues. You make ending a relationship a little less painful, or not even painful, a little easier to do if you have this kind of relationship where you know the other person is, you know, values you, so that you feel safe enough to say things aren't right. I do know from personal experience, it can be very hard to disentangle yourself when you realize how good of a person you've got and it's still not working. They do say thank you. They do show their appreciation. They value you, and you feel guilty. That happens too. That goes back to our last episode about walking away from relationship. There are a million reasons you walk away, and sometimes they on paper are the perfect person and they do all the right things and it's still not the right relationship. But if everything is right except for a feeling you have, a thing that doesn't seem quite, things seem quite off, the first place I would look is, do you feel taken for granted? And is the person you're with somebody that you believe could show genuine appreciation? If they turned around tomorrow and started saying thank you, or started saying good job, or I want to hear your opinion, or here's the thing I did for you because I know you need help, right? Is this the type of relationship where if you got that from them, would it help? Would it be believable? And if you're thinking, yeah, probably, then you're probably okay and you just need to tweak your relationship. And if you're thinking, nah, they could skywrite you're the bestest person ever in the fucking air and I would not give a shit, well, then it's not a gratitude problem. There are other issues there. But I know that every type of relationship I've ever ended, romantic, work, anything I could get myself out of, for me, it has come down to, did they take me for granted? Did they take what I bring to the relationship for granted? Did they take the extra effort? I'm one of those people that I will go to extra effort. I really like being good at stuff. I really like helping, you know, I like doing a thing that people said I couldn't do. I like going above and beyond. I'm weird. I get that, but I do like that. I believe some people would say that's my submissiveness coming out, and that's okay too. That's probably true too. But I'm only going to do that with no acknowledgement for so long. And like in the case of my jobs, I got really bitter because I felt trapped. I felt like I couldn't get out of the job. I couldn't quit.
Yeah, been there, done that.
Right, exactly. And so then it affects everything. Like then I'm just awful, bitter woman walking around, just kind of hateful and grumpy, and everybody goes, ooh, leave her alone. Like that was me at work twice before I quit those jobs because I did feel trapped. I didn't feel like I could quit. And that's very true for a lot of people. And then because I had to keep doing the job and I was still not getting any acknowledgement of my efforts, one, I started doing less. I actually got back down to the things I was supposed to do. And then I got shit for not going above and beyond anymore. It was this awful cycle. Well, that happens in relationships. That happens everywhere. And sometimes we can't really, like you know, not be the child of that parent who is awful to you. You can't, you know, not be that person's sibling. So you have to make hard choices about, do you engage with that person? Do you avoid them? What do you do? But a lot of the resentment that gets built up in a relationship goes back to, from the very beginning, did they show their appreciation?
Yeah.
Was there gratitude within that relationship on both sides? Now, depending on how... Are you trying to, like, bite me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm okay with that. I'm good with that. So depending on how long it's been going on, how much resentment has built up, how awful you feel, how bitter you might have become, how angry you are, a simple acknowledgement of your efforts is not going to fix everything. But if you can start out the relationship with an attitude of gratitude, then you can hopefully prevent those things from happening.
Right.
And I think that's all I have to say about that.
I think we're good. I think we've covered everything.
Oh, the thing is about gratitude and acknowledgement and valuing your partner. There is, we could talk forever.
Well, that's true.
We could talk forever. That's true. But at a certain point, you have to go, we're done.
That's right.
And I can beat this dead horse. And
I've seen you do that. Poor dead horse.
Poor dead horse. And I can do that with this, and I've already repeated myself multiple times.
Yeah.
So ultimately, we think gratitude's important.
Yeah.
We think it's important to the success of a healthy DS relationship.
Not just that the gratitude in and of itself is important, but show that gratitude from time to time.
Exactly. I mean, how many times have you thought, oh my gosh, this person is wonderful, but then you forgot to say it? It's not enough to think it. And I think a lot of us are guilty of that. We think, oh my gosh, this is awesome. And then we forget to tell the person.
Yeah.
A little show of gratitude will not fix a dead relationship. But it will hopefully help keep a healthy relationship going.
Yep.
So we did a blog post on different ways you can show gratitude. That's linked in the show notes. We do not think those are all of the ways you can show gratitude. So we'd love to hear your suggestions, either in the comment section of the blog post or on social media, or private messaging. I know some people really just prefer to speak privately, and that's okay. If you've had an experience with how you changed your attitudes about gratitude, or how you show gratitude, or how things were not going well and then gratitude worked for you, we would love to hear that. Like I said, I don't think saying thank you is going to fix a relationship that has spiraled down into some bad places. But I think if you can come into a relationship or take a decent relationship, it can make it better with genuine gratitude for your partner and what they bring to it. And I think that permeates everything in life. And I think that if you find it hard to show gratitude and out in public, you will likely find it hard in your relationship. So start somewhere, and then it will permeate everything. And I think that's it. Oh,
that's it.
So if you want to reach out to us, Twitter, LovingBDSM, FetLife, LovingBDSM, PC, that stands for podcast, y'all. Instagram is LovingDS1.
Baby girl.
I hate that handle. but you can also reach out to us directly. The podcast, LovingBDSM.net website has a contact me button. Email us directly. I get messages on Facebook. Wherever we are, you can feel free to reach out. Questions, concerns, things you've seen, all that good stuff. So, that is it for us. We do have a bonus section.
Yep.
Because we got mail. We got mail.
We got mail. We got mail.
Okay. So we're gonna, right. We need to get to that, don't we?
Are we good?
Vaguely.
All right.
Keep it kinky, y'all. We'll see you next week. Please, daddy, please.
Baby girl.
I will talk around your finger.
You may talk around my finger, but what about that? Can't talk around my whole hand, can you? Not intelligibly, anyway.
The crickets! So first I licked his hand, and then I said, that's so sexy. I love it when he covers my mouth with his hand.
Go ahead, baby girl.
Thank you, because we got mail. We got, yes. We got mail. Okay. So right after we recorded last week's episode, we went and checked the mail, and we had a postcard from Panda Kitten and Panda Daddy on their trip to New York, and it is the iconic I Love New York.
Yeah.
It really needs... awful about taking pictures. I need to take pictures of our postcards in our mail. So they went on a trip and they are long distance. And so when they get to see each other, I know that Twitter for them will go silent like the whole time they're together. Yes. And I am happy. I miss them, but I'm happy for them. So to be thought of while they were on their own freaking kinky fuckery trip was kind of cool. They took a day trip into New York City. They got it. They got this particular one from Penn Station. So yay. And we are so happy to know them. And they say congratulations again on our wedding. So thank you. Yes, we're still ridiculously cute. And as of Thursday, November 16th, I still don't have my new wedding set in. Ugh, I'm waiting. I'm getting impatient. And then the next one, see, here's what's happening. So first we get a postcard and then we get a box. And it all came from Georgia. Which I love. You know, it's funny. I have lived in Mississippi. I have lived in Alabama. I have certainly visited Louisiana multiple times because when you live in Mississippi, you live Gulf Coast of Mississippi, way too close to Louisiana not to go over there. I've lived in Florida most of my life. I have only visited or driven through or flown through Georgia a couple of times.
Really?
I've never spent any like real time in Georgia. My family has a cabin in the woods kind of thing there.
I spent some time in a place called Roswell, Georgia, a number of years ago. And what an amazing place. Very historic, very steeped in Civil War history there, obviously, you know, from many places like that. But it was a wonderful little place. Had some of the best barbecue I have ever eaten in my life while I was there.
You go to a southern state, and there are just certain foods we do really well. Certain states do barbecue really, really well.
Yeah.
Certain states do fried chicken. So fucking good.
I was called. It was name of the place was Slopes. Mm. Slopes Barbecue. I don't know if they still exist anymore. It's been a long time.
You're just
time.
Making me want barbecue, Daddy.
But
I'm going to talk about our box though.
Okay.
So our box and our postcard came from the same people, and they are also in a long distance relationship, but they are like long distance. So it's Fire Kitten and her daddy, and her daddy has an online name, but my French is awful. So. The 2 years of high school French, so I'm not going to try and say his handle, but they are friends of ours on Twitter. We DM together a lot. Fire Kitten, if you go find, and she gave her Twitter handle, I've got it. She's probably yelling it at the episode right now. Daddy's Fire Kitten.
Yep.
If you find her on Twitter, you will find him. I'm not going to try and say his name. Sorry. I can't refer to him as Daddy because you're Daddy, but Fire Kitten's Daddy. You know how sorry I am. I will get shit in DM for this later, but it will be with love, and that's okay. So she sent a postcard from them. He lives in the UK. She lives in Georgia. And so they know all too well the hell of long distance. And we... Our friends Molly and Michael, they were transatlantic long-distance relationships. And he ended up moving from America to go to the UK, and they got married and they live together now.
Yep.
So it's possible, but God, it's hard. It's so fucking hard. As hard as long distance is, then add an ocean. Then it's like 10 times harder. So they have sent us a box of goodies.
Yes.
And it is fucking awesome. So there are adult reward stickers. Y'all know how I feel about stickers, so let me read some of these to you. I shaved my legs today. Yeah. Oh, that totally deserves a sticker. I wore a bra today. I'm wearing one right now. I want my sticker. I almost went to the gym today. Yeah. Me too.
Mm.
Let's see. My plants are still alive. Yeah, no. I paid my bills on time.
Mm.
See, these are adult. These are awesome.
Yep.
And then there's another set of stickers that are like emoji, but they're dirty emoji. And
yes.
I love them. So there is... an emoji with boobs. Yes, that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
A butt emoji, a handcuff emoji, a ball gag emoji. Oh,
a blowjob emoji.
Yes. Oh my God. A blindfolded emoji. These are so freaking awesome. I need to take pictures and put them up online. And then there was it was funny because I'm like, oh, here's this thing that talks about a decal. And I'm looking at the other stickers going, huh, are they decals? No. I open it up with my decal instructions and it is
purple lips.
Purple kiss, like the lip imprint, and it's purple, and so I open the box in the bedroom where nobody can see because you never know what you're getting in the mail, right? When it comes to the P.O. box, I'm like, I don't know what's coming. So I'm opening up in the bedroom where the kids can't see, and normally we wait to open up boxes together, but when I realized who it was from, I was like, I have to open looking this up. So he's outside working. I run outside and I'm like, oh, we got these things. Let me tell you. Oh, by the way.
The first thing you said was, you have to put this sticker on my car.
I was kidding. And I was like, wasn't going to start really? With that. So the purple lips, the purple kiss going on my car. But wait, there's more. So Fire Kitten's family makes coffee.
Yeah.
Right. And so she sent us samples.
Coffee samplers.
From her family's coffee company with a card so that if we like it, we can order more. And if we like it, we will.
Yes.
Because we like to support coffee and we like to support small business. So we have coffee to try. Hold on, let me look at these. I want to make sure I say these right. Y'all know how. There's one called the Tres Amigos Full City Roast. There's the Bodacious Bolivian Full City Roast. And then, hold on. A Bose Mucho Macho Dark Medium Roast.
Ooh.
I know. So, very, very excited. We will be sampling coffee soon. And we love getting mail. And these stickers and these coffee samplers are absolutely
generous and wonderful.
But you know what? So are postcards and so are letters. And we really just genuinely like
love getting mail.
We love getting mail. Because I'm a baby girl and I've never hit this from anybody. And for anybody who's like, yeah, bitch, I sent you a postcard. Where the hell's my postcard? I know I suck. I haven't done my thank you cards for the wedding yet either.
No, you haven't.
God, I suck. But I still.
No, we haven't, I should say.
Well,
on
I
that
know,
one.
But we know that I'm going to do it. That's just what's going to have y'all seen. Y'all haven't seen his handwriting. I'm going
to
do it.
Yeah, nobody wants to see my handwriting.
I hand him things to sign. Like, I write it all out, and then I'm like, here, just sign your name. But when you get postcards from us, that's really me signing it, and it's Kayla and JB, or Kayla and John Brownstone, or whatever room I've got.
Yep.
So if you would like to send us a postcard or a letter or a Hallmark card, whatever. What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
You're preparing for something.
Yeah, go ahead. Do it.
Oh, that's right, because you dance when
I get into a rhythm while you're...
Because I have a rhythm.
Yeah.
And we have rhythm together.
Yeah.
We make beautiful music
together. Yes, we do.
Oh, yes,
give
we
the
do.
Address.
Oh, sorry. If you would like to send us mail, and if you include your return address, we will eventually send you mail in return. We'll send you one of our special postcards. The address is P.O. Box 391. P.O. Box 391. Oh, I messed up his rhythm.
Brat.
Brassy. Crystal Beach, Florida. Crystal Beach, Florida. 34681. 34681. Yeah, I almost gave our physical zip code. Oops. So, and if you're like, I was driving, I couldn't write that down. Don't worry, we've got a link on the website, Postcard Project. All the information is there. We love you guys. You know, it's funny, as much as I squeak and love and I'm so excited when we get mail, I don't want anybody to think that the private message they send isn't just as meaningful, that the tweets they send. Every time you guys reach out to us, it sort of reminds us that we might be freaks, but we're not freaks alone. And that what we do is actually helping somebody. I sometimes worry that we're just talking to hear ourselves
talking to the vapor.
Yeah, I'm sure of that. So... I know there are people who are like, but I can't find a postcard, but I don't want to mail out and share my location. And you have all your reasons, and it is okay, and it is fine. We appreciate you. We love you. We love the fact that you listen. I look at the numbers. I see how many people are listening. I appreciate you for listening, because you don't have to. God knows there's a lot of damn podcasts out there. I can't even keep up with my podcast habit.
Yeah.
So we do. I love getting mail. My baby girl heart is so happy and full right now. I want those lips on my car. I want those lips on my car so bad. But all the ways you guys reach out to us, we love and appreciate it.
It's wonderful.
So I think that's it.
No, it's not.
No, it's not?
No, it's not.
It's not?
No.
What?
Yeah.
Huh?
Uh-uh.
I'm confused.
You should be. You generally are.
That's true. I can't argue with that.
I just wanted to take this time in the bonus section,
mm-hmm.
since our episode was on gratitude.
Yes.
Okay. And I just wanted to say that I'm very grateful for you.
I'm
grateful that you're my baby girl, and you're my wife and my lover.
Yeah.
And friend.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah, that too.
Go back to the wife and lover.
And partner in kinky fuckery.
And crime. Not real crime.
No.
Kinky fuckery crime.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, God. Edit that out now.
I'm thankful for so many things. I'm thankful for all you folks that listen to our podcast, and even grateful for all you crickets who sit here and listen to us in our ramblings.
Bitter end. And then live tweet at us from the bonuses.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh my God, they really are listening.
You know, and all the people who are a part of our community, you know, I'm thankful for China Doll, who helped get our swag graphics done.
China Doll's helping me with some other things too.
And I'm thankful for Miss May, who likes the sound of my vaping
during
the podcast.
I know. I feel like I should put a disclaimer. That is not Darth Vader in the background. That's vaping going on.
And you know, I'm thankful for our home and our family. Mm-hmm. I'm thankful for the people in our local community, the local leaders who take the time out of their lives to organize the munch and the meetings and put together topics for those, and you know, all that. There, you know, so much to be thankful for.
Absolutely. And it is very easy to focus on the negative. It's I was reading an article about righteous anger and righteous indignation, and it actually kind of, quote, feels good, like our brain kind of likes it a little bit. But showing gratitude and being grateful and finding positives, even if they are small, even in the midst of absolute horrible chaos, if you can find something small to be grateful for, you actually help yourself. You make yourself feel a little bit better. Yeah. You make the world a little bit better. Part of me wants to just say, you know, ditto to all of that, because yeah. I would not be who I am and where I am and what I am today if not for the people who came into my life and taught me things and showed me things and showed me love, and you know, mm-hmm. and you are the biggest part of that. I can't imagine life without you. And you know, if all I have to do to make you a happy, happy man is, you know, be my sassy baby girl self and remind myself to say thank you, then you know what? That's a small, small thing to do to have so much good in my life. I appreciate every listener we have. I appreciate every reader we have. I appreciate every single community member. It's not like, it's hard because I don't like to make anybody feel better or worse than anybody else. So there's that part of me that goes, oh my gosh, especially people who pay their money for anything we do. And yet I think, you know what? I appreciate the people who join for free, because it's a risk to take to join a place that you don't know what it is. And that just putting yourself out there and saying, here I am, I want to be part of this community. That's a huge
thing.
That's
a big step for many people.
And so I appreciate all of it.
Right.
And so, yeah, I'm just trying to be a really appreciative person, because it's good for all of us when we are.
And I'm thankful for all the people we interact with on social media.
Yes.
You know, whether it's Instagram or Twitter or
I always feel like I'm not doing enough. I'm not interacting enough. I'm not commenting enough. Sometimes I don't have the energy, the mental energy to come up with something funny to say. So I just like a response, and then I feel guilty because I'm like, no, I think they deserve so much more. But you know, thankfully people are pretty wonderful and welcoming and open and forgiving. And so they forgive me when all I can do is like half-heartedly like a thing they say, because hopefully like the next time I'll be able to give more. But
I know.
It's just amazing to me how open and accepting our experience within this kind of community has been. I know that's not true for everybody. I know there are some pockets and there are some bad people.
Yeah.
They just are out there. But our experience has been overwhelmingly positive, and so we want to help other people have overwhelmingly positive experiences. And everybody who contributes that is somebody that I'm grateful for.
Yeah.
And on that note.
Yeah. And to those of you who will be celebrating Thanksgiving in the States next week, have a very happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, hopefully we'll figure out what we're going to do before Thanksgiving.
Yes, I know,
we don't
right?
have any food purchased, and we don't have any reservations anywhere, so
no,
I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
We'll go to Waffle House. Make some turkey sandwiches, except I can't eat bread.
A hash brown bowl with sausage gravy sounds pretty good.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my. my Lord. We need to let these nice people go about their yes. day now.
All right.
Okay. We love you
we
guys.
We love you. Thank you.
Have a, if you are celebrating any holidays anytime soon, hopefully they're wonderful and happy and not too terribly stressful. And hopefully you get to spend it with people you love and not people you really wish would go away. Okay. Bye, y'all.